يا كرار light of my two eyes يا كرار evil you despise O master of العالمين O leader to المؤمنين
This is a program in which we talk about one of the sermons of the book نهج البلاغة
to the children's side.
The gate of knowledge.
Ali, we send our salams to Ali. We raise our palms.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Gate of Knowledge. As we know, we talk about a sermon delivered by Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, regarding the characteristics of the pious. We said that there are three basic characteristics of the pious that Imam refers to. After he says, the pious ones, the muttaqin, they are the people of virtue, then he starts counting their virtues, and he starts with three characters that I think these characters are the basic ones from which the other characters and actions are derived. We talked about the first character as right thinking. This is the very basic thing in human being. The one who has the right thinking and the right ideas and the right beliefs about the world, about the human being, can act correctly, accordingly. And the second one was moderate dress, or in better way, they wear moderation as a dress. In a way, it is with them all the time. We talked about this character, and we said the people of taqwa, they always are moderate in all aspects of life, in everything. The third character that we are going to talk about in this program is the fact that the people of taqwa, they are humble in their walk. The Arabic word is mashyuhum tawadhu. Mashy means the way one walks. Sometimes people walk with humble from the aspects, from the features of their body. You understand they are humble people. And sometimes people walk in a way that they show their arrogance. Like they bring forth their chest, they hold up their heads, and they move their hands in a way that you understand. They are showing their arrogance and they want to show off their greatness. The people of taqwa, they walk in a humble way. مَشْيُهُمُ التَّوَاضُعُ Humbleness is the way of their walking. We have some verses in the Quran that Luqman said to his son, do not walk in arrogance, because you cannot drill the earth with your feet and you cannot reach the mountains with your head. So this is the way that a man, a person, walks in arrogance and says, when you walk, walk in a humble way. وَقَفَفْ مِنْ صَوْتِكْ, and bring down your voice. Don't shout at people. Don't be arrogant in your addressing people. إِنَّ أَنْكَرَ الْأَصْوَاتِ لَصَوْتُ الْحَمِيرِ. The worst voice is the voice of donkey. Maybe the voice of donkey is highest in volume, but it doesn't have any meaning and doesn't have any goal behind it. So a person is humble in walking and in conduct with people. Another meaning of mashi in Arabic means the way of conduct, the way a person conducts and acts. مشيهم التواضع in this meaning means the way they conduct people, the way they conduct the Creator, God, basically is humbleness. I would like to explain the humbleness with God. It has a philosophy behind it. As we mentioned at the beginning and the outset of the sermon, Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen said that God has given everything to every person, to everything, has given being, has covered everything with being, has bestowed being to all, including human beings. So we have our being from God, and therefore we have to be humble toward God. Humbleness is an action that is shown in worship as well. When we prostrate ourselves, when we put our forehead on the earth and we say, oh Allah, we were created from this earth. You brought up us from the earth, and you will have us go back to the earth, and on the day of judgment, you will resurrect us from the dust, from the earth. So that is the reason we need to remind ourselves and act in a way to remind ourselves of humbleness and our position with God, because we are but need regarding God. We are nothing but need. We are all need when we define our relation with God. God has everything and has given us everything, and He continues giving us everything. Therefore, our relation in one word with God is nothing but, in fact, in reality, our relation with God is humbleness. Therefore, we need to be humble with God. And in this humbleness, we need to obey God, obedience of God. And it is mentioned in Surah Baqarah that says, O people, worship the Lord, the God who has created you and has created all the universe, has created the skies and the earth, and nourished you and provided everything for you. Therefore, humbleness and obedience of God has a reason, and the reason is that He has given us and bestowed upon us everything. Therefore, our relation is humbleness with God. Within this humbleness, we connect ourselves to God. The way of connection of human being to God is nothing but humbleness. That's why we bend in prayers to God. We prostrate ourselves in sajda, in salat. Therefore, one of the outstanding characters of the people of taqwa is humbleness with God. When a person is humble with God, There is no reason to be arrogant in relationship with people, because those people are creatures equal to me. I am not higher than them. And because of their relation with God, my humbleness and my relationship with God urges me to be humble with all creatures of God. Therefore, a person should be humble with God 100%. And this is a real relation between a created and the creator, a created who has received everything from the creator, in whose hand is the past, the present, and the future. And also, one should be humble with other people. Yes, there are situations that God orders us to stay arrogant against the people who show arrogance to us. The people who are arrogant to God, the people who are enemies of God and enemies of the people. Therefore, you have to show arrogance to them. You have to be steadfast, and you have to be rigid with them. And that is, in its nature, is obedience of God, and it is humbleness to God. One example of humbleness to God is to be steadfast, to be arrogant against the enemies of God and the enemies of the creatures of God. That is such an exception. These three things form the basic characters and the personality of the people of taqwa and piety. These people have the right ideas. The very basic ideas are that we are created by one God. La ilaha illallah. There is no God but one God that we need to have relation with and worship Him. And the second idea is that God has sent the prophets and messengers for our guidance. Therefore, we have to obey them, to listen to them. And also, the thinking and the thought about the nature of human being and the future of the human being. What is the future of human being? And then, when we understood what are the realities and the right ideas about the world and ourselves, then we should be acting in moderation in all aspects of life, and also to be humble in our relationship with God and with other people. God willing, we continue the discussion in other sessions. Please be with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, salli ala.
صلى الله عليه
صلي
عليه.
صلي على طه.